Hey guys, it's Santos Banning, and you're officially listening to Early Success. This is episode 41, and this one's going to be a nice, short, simple one. I just feel like I haven't done a podcast in a while. It's only been about a week, but I feel like that's just too much time to be away from my podcast. So here I am, creating new content for my consistent listeners. So far, my Instagram has dropped about 100 followers just because, I don't know why, but a lot of people do that whole fake unfollow, follow unfollow shit, and that's not cool with me, but you know, people are going to do that just in hopes of creating a larger fan base for themselves, and I don't play that, so I unfollowed those people, so I've lost followers, and my following went down. So that's where we are with that. My podcast, the listening's actually a little bit down. We've been kind of stagnant these last few episodes. We've been in the 170 ranges ish, and I was hoping to be over like 300, just because we did really well and like we were in that 200 to 250 range. So I just thought we would do a little bit better, but I just haven't been promoting my podcast as much just because I've been waiting to land some interviews, so it's not just me speaking. I reached out to some of Dave's friends, Dave from Not Your Shadow, and he gave me the contact information of about 7 people. I've contacted all of them, and see, all of them seem really interested, but it's just a matter of scheduling. October is just crazy busy. I have Halloween parties to go to. I have a gender reveal and baby shower to go to. And then, of course, they have lives. They have things going on. They are busy. So it's just been really hard to like get something set in stone. So I'm having a hard time with that. But I like the direction that we're going in. I've connected with those people. I shared links with them. They've checked out the podcast and they like what I'm doing. So I have at least gotten a few more listeners. So I'm pretty stoked for that. I also have been doing stock research, and some of the stocks that I wanted to talk about were specifically about like pharmaceutical, like automation in artificial intelligence specifically. I don't have my laptop pulled up, but I'll make sure to go into it later on. But it's this $2 stock that specializes in exoskeletons, and I just think that's extremely interesting, and that could be a potential stock that has just a really, really great upswing. So tomorrow I'll get paid and I'll probably buy $50 worth of shares in the exoskeleton stock, and then I'll probably buy another $50 worth of Microvision stock. Their stock, when I was buying it, started off at 106, 107, and this last week the high was about 131. And I think just in that, the 2-3 week range that I've been investing in them, that's pretty decent considering I don't think their stock will be more prominent until another decade or so, when aerospace and space exploration and defense are more mainstream. So I think right now that stock is climbing kind of pretty, so I'm pretty happy for that one. So I'll probably invest another $50 into that one. Next month I have my ice hockey for the GCU Sports Business Club. I'll be volunteering for a game pretty much every Friday next month. I think that's just a really good thing to build my resume up and just kind of rub shoulders with people and connect. So I'm pretty excited about that. I think it could lead to something kind of awesome. Also, I was talking to my friend Amber, who I've name dropped a lot, but it's just I haven't been able to get her on the podcast. Another scheduling thing, because she's a full-time student and she works and she's in a relationship. She lives with her significant other and she's on the road a lot. So she's one of the most busy people I know. But we were able to talk a little bit today, and she was kind of running down some ideas that she has for herself, and she wants to eventually maybe get, after she graduates, she maybe wants to look into starting a dispensary, which I think would be really awesome. And I told her, if you need help with anything, just let me know. I support you. You're awesome. You're a great friend. I think it's awesome that you're trying to make moves, especially now that you're in college. You have about a year and a half to go. This is the perfect time to start putting things into motion. And I think just looking and doing research and networking and trying to get a feel for how the business operates, I think she's heading in the right direction. And I think now is the perfect time, because when she graduates, she might be prepared. Or she might be prepared before she graduates, which would be even cooler. So we were talking about that a little bit, and I was telling her about a business idea that I am considering. I'm thinking of doing like a social services kind of business. I would probably be like Banning Institute or something like that. And essentially what I would want to do is, once I am more mainstream and I have more success and I have a little bit more street cred to my name, I want to offer consultation services. And that would be like kind of what an industrial and organizational psychologist might go into a company, see where they can improve or where they're doing good already, and just kind of make that a main focus, and then just try to improve communication and productivity in any way that I think would help. Of course, I would need more street cred to my name, and then like with that, I would have like a booking system where I could be booked for speaking events, like commencements and seminars and whatever other kind of speaking events there are, like summits and whatnot. So once I have more street cred to my name, I want to get more involved with public speaking, just because I already have one public speaking event to my name. I think it went really well. And I think once I continue to progress with my own success, that could be something that I dive into even more in the future. So the consultations, I'll also do like maybe some marketing services, kind of like what Gary Vee does, like VaynerMedia. I think digital marketing and social media marketing and those kind of campaigns are extremely, extremely important and undervalued. So I would want to offer those kind of services to companies and individuals. And then the other aspect is what I'm really wanting to do maybe is kind of look into becoming a life coach. Or like a counselor or therapist of some sort, and that I could provide social services that way. So people that need like counseling, or people that need like a little bit of motivation, or just someone to vent to, I could be that person. And I think that kind of just kind of ties into the whole social human aspect for me. So I don't know if there's another organization that offers those kind of services with all of those entities that I'd want to offer. I think it's an interesting business construct, and I think it could be extremely effective and extremely successful, but it's just a matter of getting a little bit street cred to my name, and then I'd probably want to get more the proper education and training for it. I think that's like an idea that I would want to propose. Banning Institute, I like that already. I looked it up. It doesn't seem to exist. So I would want to create a domain off of that anyways. And then, create an LLC, or just buy the name, make sure like no one can steal it from me. Just because I think it sounds pretty fucking awesome. But that's an idea that I have. And I think, Amber thought it was really cool. And I think if she thinks it's really cool and she supports it, I think if we continue to grow with each other and we continue to network, because I have some industry connections and she has different industry connections to people that are pretty prominent in their field. And I just think if we can grow together and find success together and just network off of each other, I think we can both find some great success. So I think with her dispensary and my consultation social services construct, I think we would really, really kill it. but I'll continue to do this podcast. I'll continue to invest, but because I just want to diversify not only my portfolio, but kind of like my interest in my occupations, really. Because I think with automation and artificial intelligence progressing and becoming more prominent, I think a person will have to be a little bit more cross-trained in a lot of things. And I think if I apply it to my life and I'm kind of dipping my toes into different businesses, it would help me out a lot. That's why I like talking to Amber, and that's why I like talking to my friends, just being around like-minded people who are making moves and have ideas of what they want to do with their life. I just think is the right way to go. You have to surround yourself with people that want to succeed as much as you, and not it's cool if we're sitting around and having a conversation. Yeah, like I've had a lot of those kind of people, but the people that I'm starting to surround myself with are people that are actually starting to take initiative and do research and execute, and I love that. And some of my friends, like Javi, my last interview, he's actually finding success. Marty, who I eventually want to have on this podcast, is finding tremendous success. Dave from Not Your Shadow, he is doing extremely well. He is booked for 3 events next year, I think in Phoenix, San Francisco, and Miami, I believe. So I think everyone's just heading in the right direction, and I think it's fucking awesome. So that's my business idea. Just tell me what you guys think. You can DM me. I am on Twitter more than I am Instagram, just because ever since I created a Twitter, I just find it more appealing and interesting. Twitter culture is just different from every other social media, and I kind of forgot about it, but I like it. But what I've kind of made as an observation is maybe that Freud wasn't that wrong, just because a lot of people are obsessed with like death, so there's a lot of suicide and darkness and EDM kind of vibes, and then people are like kind of obsessed with sex too. So I think just based on Twitter culture, I think Freud would be correct in his assessment that everyone is obsessed with death and sex. Just food for thought. But I love Twitter culture. I'm connecting with some pretty awesome people. Instagram, I need to post more, but I haven't, just because I've been working so much. And I'm not focusing as much on social media because my main focus is work, because I have to pay bills, and it gives the ability to invest. And then I like the actual investing, so I do a lot of research on investing, potential stocks, the stock market trends. I like to read Trump's policies, just to kind of see where the economy is heading, and like what kind of effects that it'll have. And then I'm just doing a lot of homework. And then I don't know if I've mentioned it, but like 2014, 2015, I started writing a book about my life. I don't know if you guys have read A Child Called It, but my life is extremely similar to it, and I just think it would be cool, because I'm not a success story quite yet. Like I've had some success, but I just think if I just put something out there into the universe for people that are struggling, orphans, group home kids, and they come across it, or people that are just struggling or having a hard time finding motivation, I think if they read it, they can get inspired, just because I have a little success to my name so far, and I think if they see that I can do it, then they can do it. So I have about 6 chapters in on it. I haven't wrote in like 3 years-ish, but I was rereading it just a couple of days ago, and it's actually pretty good. I would like to continue to work on that, and then figure out a way to get it published on the internet, on paper, and try to promote it. And let's see, hopefully it would become a New York bestseller, just because I have a pretty interesting story. But I think it's going to be great. I just need to work on it. The reason why I haven't worked on it in for 3 years-ish is because writing is actually kind of tedious, and then trying to organize my life and chronological order has actually proven to be difficult. Just as someone who grew up homeless and bouncing from group home to group home, shelter to shelter, and moved around a lot from Mexico, California, and Arizona. There's just a lot of moving around that kind of I just wanted to make sure is in chronological order, and sometimes it's kind of hard to do because as I'm writing, I'll remember a significant event, and then I have to try to picture where it goes and try to like organize it correctly, and then I have to like make some editing. It can just be a tedious process. Speaking of writing, my foster sister Taylor Banning, she's a published author, which I think that's pretty awesome. So I might have her on here too. That would be cool. So that's kind of where I'm at in life. I'm just I haven't been posting on social media as much as I would like, but it's because I'm focused on school, work, investing my 401k, and just trying to gain as much knowledge as possible. I think officially I decided I am going to stop at my master's just because I just turned 23, and I don't know why, but I just feel like this is a big number. This is a big year, and I feel like I'm kind of like officially an adult. Like I have to, like I from now on, it's about executing. Like it's just make plans, do them. And it's, I think, 20, I don't know why, I just feel like 23 is just a significant age where you just have to execute as much as possible. And I think the reason why I'm doing that is because I'm looking at 30 and I feel like it's not that far away. I'm not trying to put a timeline on myself, but I'm just looking at myself and I'm like, 23, I have the whole world ahead of me and I have all these opportunities, but don't become stagnant. You have to work your face off. 23 from now on going forward, I just need to put I need to do as much as possible to ensure that I succeed. So that's why I haven't been focused on social media as much as social media would help with my podcast. I'm more focused on networking with like volunteer opportunities and internships. I've been looking into internships. I haven't really found any that interest me yet, but I've been doing a lot of, I'm doing volunteering. I'm reaching out to old scout leaders, my old mentors. I'm reaching out to organizations that helped me out when I was in Boy Scouts, when I was in the foster system, that helped me out when I was in college with book supplies, school supplies, whatever. I'm just figuring out what I could do to help them, if they want me to speak for them, if they want me to make a donation, or if they want to, like, just to update about my life so they could put out a newsletter about me. And then I've been gathering old newsletters about me. Like, for example, I was in the AZ Central newspaper. I was on the TV. So I'm just trying to gather things about me. Even small things, like I've been in GCU's page. So I'm just doing things to make sure that I'm networking and trying to gather as much information on me that's already out into the world on the internet, just so I could use it to my advantage. So I guess my main focus is school, but I've considered dropping out just because I feel like it's valuable time that I could be using elsewhere. But I want to at least finish because it is free and April is not that far away. But once I am finished, I'm gonna focus my time a lot on the book, and I just need to keep doing research and keep investing. And that's what I'm gonna do tomorrow. Is I'm gonna buy stocks. So far, my portfolio is gaining, and I'm extremely proud of that. The cannabis stock is doing extremely well. Microvision is doing extremely well, and I think I bought, I don't know the name exactly, but I bought the satellite company that I mentioned, and in my previous podcast, not the first previous, but in a former podcast I mentioned it. I just think we're in a good area. Good spot, so I'm pretty stoked. So there, I feel like there was something else I wanted to bring up, but I can't quite remember. This is almost 20 minutes. I went on a little bit longer than I was expecting, but that's okay. But if you listen to my podcast, I really appreciate it. In regards to social media, you're probably not gonna see me on it too much, just because I am reading as much as I possibly can, researching, doing homework, and working as much as possible just to try to get to where I want to be. 23, and from now on, that is my main focus, and that's why me and my ex broke up. That's why I haven't had sex in 4 months, because I am working my fucking face off. I might not have sex for another decade. I am literally just fucking chilling. I I am so excited about the future, and I am so excited for me and Amber, and I just can't wait to see where we go. I can't wait to look in 10 years from now and just be like, yo, remember when we were just talking about it? Now fucking look at us. I'm so fucking stoked. If you are a consistent listener and you aren't subscribed, please subscribe. If you haven't left a positive review, please leave a review. This is Santos Banning, and I really, really appreciate you guys continuing to listen. Thank you. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.